You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thanksgiving around the corner. Making a return appearance soon. He wrote an article yesterday, I think it's yesterday, about the Article 32 hearing that's going on. It's a pretty gruesome article. It's about a SEAL. And the details of it are incredible. And it's just what they revealed in the Article 32 hearing. It's gross. 15-year-old, supposedly, is the alleged victim of the stabbing murder by a U.S. Navy SEAL. 15-year-old was being interrogated in the vicinity of Mosul. He was wounded. And the evidence relative to the case is disgusting. Pictures of evidently of behead, you know. I'll read it to you, but it's pretty disturbing. This comes on the heels of a report from the whatever Undersecretary of the Navy saying that there's no cultural problem there. A reenlistment ceremony was held right in front of the body, blah, 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 blah. A Navy air controller that was with the SEALs didn't participate because he thought it was wrong. So, what comes out of it? And then an officer is accused of covering this up. And it's a sick culture, right? And then that Article 32 on the same day as the story breaks that two SEALs and two Marines, special operators, have been indicted for the strangulation death of an Army staff sergeant. So, terrible stories in the special operations community. And let me tell you, when people go unsupervised and they're given every toy you can imagine and a ton of money, again, things that you read about that culture is, right, drug use, right, war crimes covered up, living by a different set of rules. And as we've chosen to use them more and more, we have only exacerbated those problems. So that's not what I want to talk about. That's not what I want to talk about today. What I wanted to open the show with this morning came to me as easily as, how do I say this, as a baby goes to its mother's bosom. Okay? Let me find the story. And they both have to do, one's out of the Pentagon. It has to do with meditation of all things. Right? It has to do with meditation and equine therapy being as effective as any other treatment that the VA serves up. What? So this opinion, this epiphany for me has been coming for a while. Because after veteran, 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 tells you the same story. Only the stupid among us doesn't look up and say, what the hell's going on? And why don't you give us what we need? Okay, so if you do a news search on, and it's interesting, it's coming out of the DOD, all right? Search under DOD meditation. And there's a story out, and so then you ask yourself, okay, so meditation, how did we get there? We went there and we interacted, and then none of what they offered us worked. And so we went away, and we found alternative treatments to what they were prescribing for us. And then we'd come back and we said, hey, none of that shit worked. And I didn't need any of that shit. And so, so, how do we get this broken, right? How can you not be offering me the things that I need? Like, what is that? That is the system, right? And so the typical story of a veteran that is looking for mental health help is he or she goes and starts looking for it, right? Got to the VA, they got an appointment, they went to the appointment, okay? And then a couple things are going to happen. One is you're not going to see the same provider every time you go, which is frustrating. So you tell your story. But that aside, you then you then go ahead and I'll give you the articles here. This is from the Associated Press. Meditation helps vets with post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay. It's from Baylor. Baylor Media Relations. And again, this could be written out of Boulder Crest Retreats, and it is, right? By Susie Landolfi. This is from October 28, 2014. Veterans felt greater confidence, gratitude, and hope, as well as increased patience, Baylor University researcher says. All right, but the story from the Associated Press, meditation helps vets with post-traumatic stress disorder. Meditation worked as well as traditional therapy for military veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder in a small experiment offered by the Department of Defense. One method preferred by the Department of Veterans Affairs is exposure therapy, but it doesn't work for everyone, and many can't handle what it requires, purportedly recalling traumatic events and confronting emotions. Meditation would be a better choice for some, the researchers say. The experiment tested meditation against exposure therapy, which involves working with a therapist and gradually letting go of fears triggered by painful memories. Many vets won't try exposure therapy or drop out because it's too difficult, says Thomas Rutledge, the study's senior author and Veterans Affairs psychologist in San Diego. Evidence for meditation, quote, allows you to put more options on the table with confidence they work, Rutledge says. And, you know, the problem is that we don't ever meet Rutledge, okay? What the majority of veterans meet is medication, group therapy, and a therapist that they don't relate to and don't see on a regular basis. This study was published Thursday in the journal Lancet Psychiatry. So, you know, it's frustrating to me because the veterans I talk to don't have a positive experience, and yet the VA sells this shit all the time. The VA sells this shit. When I go to the VA, you know who I want to meet? I want to meet Mike Musselman. Hey man, what's up? Nothing. Just need to talk to somebody. Hey, come on in, man. You need a cup of coffee? Yeah, I could use some coffee. All right, it's right here. What's your name? I'm Mac. Actually, I don't drink coffee, but I'll have some tea. All right. You want water? You want pop? You want something? Yeah, I want Pepsi. It's over there. The ice is over there. Come on and sit down. I walk in, I see the I Love Me shit. I'm home. Hey, how can I help you? And we walk down, you know, the gospel of post-traumatic winning, okay? Hey, you know these things, right? And that, honestly, you know, it's amazing to me. You know, the majority of times, nobody's ever told me that. Okay, let's start there. All right? So just so you know that, right, that's what, and so really what Mike's job is to do triage. It's the majority of veterans don't need, right? They don't need the medication, and they don't have underlying substantive mental health issues. So, and the reason we got to all these alternative approaches to mental health is because the shit we experienced didn't work and people stopped going. So, to me, it's time for the VA to unfuck themselves, and specifically at the vet centers. Get rid of the non-veterans there, okay? God bless them, right? But there's a better way, right? It is a specific type of mental health that we're talking about. It is related to service, right? It's related to trauma in service, and we'd like to talk to somebody that we know about. That we're familiar with, that would be familiar with us. Is that like, oh, you're discriminated? I don't give a shit. But I read these articles, meditation helps vets with post-traumatic stress disorder. How did we get there? And is that the average Is that the average veteran's experience? The answer to that is no. The average veteran stops going. So, I want to see the VA make strides forward with the vet centers. I want that to be what Vietnam veterans truly envisioned. That is a place where you can go that feels like home, that's near you, that will help you. And it's essentially a triage center. Think of it as a forward hospital. Okay? You're triaging this dude. If this dude comes across, right, and has deeper mental health issues, right, towards the end of it, it's like, hey, Mac, I'm going to introduce you to so-and-so next week. And he would be the psychiatrist. Okay? Here's what I think. Okay? You have this going on, but you also have this going on. And so I want you to meet him and talk to him. But we've got to have enough of those him or her guys, psychiatrists, that are veterans, that can see the same people on a regular basis. The revolving door has to stop. And so it's a system of triage. And don't tell me it's going on because it ain't. I don't meet Mike Musselman when I go there. So I read these stories and you know what, to me, it's like, okay, so we're starting to get to the point where we're realizing that the shit that most people got served when they got back after 2001 isn't right. Okay. But I don't have veterans coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I walked in and they told me that, that I should go to yoga. And where is this going on? Where is this nirvana of post-combat related mental health going on? I don't have anybody writing to me about it. I don't have anybody talking to me about it. Where the fuck is this going on? In some laboratory someplace? So, I mean, again, it's time the VA unfuck themselves. Okay? I want a program that takes veterans, and it's not a six-year program for them to become a therapist. Right? Call them mental health support workers, right? You're a counselor coming in to talk to me. I can walk you through this and I can spot whether, or at least I'm pretty good at spotting whether you have substantive mental health issues, right? And I can keep you at my level or I can refer you on, you know, for further evaluation to somebody who can prescribe you medicines, blah, 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 blah. And if we need to do it that day, there's somebody available that day to prescribe low-dose medication that will help us transition this person back to their normal life. Because what they need is coping strategies, somebody to talk to, somebody to tell them that you're okay. This is normal. So, anyway, on that thought, good morning to you on a Friday. Happy Thanksgiving week coming up. Whitney Houston sings a national anthem this morning. The chef's going to join us. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving. Going to issue a few Thanksgiving reminders to everybody. So don't touch that dial. Almond Radio on a Friday. That's right. It's what we do. So Whitney Houston, stand by for her to crush it. All right, and this is dedicated to everybody who's searching for something better. And when I say something better, I mean a better mental health solution. So if you're looking for that, this is dedicated to you. And if you know somebody who's looking for a better mental health solution, this is dedicated to you. Turn them on to All Marine Radio. Over the weekend, I'm going to finish my little handout card. You can take a picture of it and just keep it in your phone and send it to people when you cross paths with them, saying, hey, these are truths that you need to understand. I'd love to talk to you about them. So this is dedicated to everybody because that medication shit, right, and going and talking to a different person every other month, that's bullshit. If that's anybody's idea of what makes people better, they're crazy as a loon. And we need to demand better, right? And so I think I'm done with the data collection phase of Mac's opinion, right? That opinion's formed, right? And so wherever these boutique yoga meditation things are going on, it ain't enough. All right? It ain't enough.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Well, goodness, Mike. I love that. And I, you know, every day I listen to that. Do as I do, not as I say. That's the way you do it, man. Currently sunny and 45 degrees in Quantico, Virginia. We got a bunch of snow yesterday. Yeah, New York City. Locked up late yesterday afternoon. Small craft advisory and a flood warning in Quantico until this afternoon. So they got that going for them. Sunny and 49 at Camp Lejeune. Partly sunny 55 in Granbury, so it warmed up in Granbury. Camp Pendleton, sunny and 42. It's the coldest spot on the weather dial so far. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 74. In the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, it is clear, dark, and 66. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, clear, dark, and 61. In the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is cloudy and 53 degrees. Looking for a high today of 72. Winds are out of the southwest at 8 miles an hour, so the winds that you've seen on TV have largely left the region. And if you're watching, breaking news, a judge has ordered the White House to return Jim Acosta's pass. Unbelievable. I want to hear the explanation. So you can act like an idiot. And it's your right? I don't get it. And then if I watch it, it just pisses me off even more. We're going to take a break. World Check News Headlines coming up next on a Friday edition. We'll do some food talk today. The gunner will join us. We're supposed to do gun talk, but it's been kind of a squishy gun talk thing. So we'll see what that has to offer us. Maybe gun talk, maybe not. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine. We'll check news headlines coming up next. More of All Marine Radio. Stand by. Coming up next here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara. And you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and so be made of this heartbreak. I wanna drive fast.
The judge that ordered the credential to be returned to Jim Acosta is a Trump appointee. But the scales of justice are blind. I just don't get why it's his right. And I don't understand why the wife, he does not have a legal right to be there. Right? It's a professional courtesy the White House extends. And freedom of the press doesn't mean he's got a right. He specifically. The White House isn't barring CNN. That would be wrong. The White House is simply saying, hey, this guy's conduct we find offensive. And we pulled his media credential because of it. Yeah. I think I might get on, send Kelly a, don't use a hand mic. I think I can sing harmony with Peyton. Maybe not. Okay, I got it. No need to talk like that. Yeah, so I don't get the argument. So, you don't have a right. It would be like the same thing if somebody conducted themselves when they came forward to Iraq or Afghanistan in a way that our media people said, this is wrong. All right? We would send them home. They don't have a right to be there. Right? If they weren't doing what we thought that they should be doing, and again, like we give a shit about what they report. Okay? If they're disrespectful, if they're not complying with the rules, let's just say they were flaunting the rules of body armor and were not cooperative, we would send their ass out of there so fast it'd make their head swim. What, it's their right? They get sent back. Hey, it's their right. They can do anything they want. Right? They can do anything they want. And so I'm curious to hear the headlines are breaking and now people are talking.
Turn it over to Jim.
Okay. This is Jim Acosta.
Thanks for coming. I just want to say something very briefly, and that is I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you are a little befuddled as to what this is all about, there was a...
So there you have it, Jim Acosta. Done not saying a whole lot. I'm just curious about the ruling, you know, the intellectual basis of the ruling. So he does not have a constitutional or legal right to ply his craft inside the White House. CNN sends him there as their representative. When he now I can see if the ruling centers on there is no standard of conduct for White House reporters. But then it makes it's a completely arbitrary thing. So if I was the White House, I'd take a couple steps. Okay, all right, if that's the way we're going to play it, then I won't do them anymore. Silence, crickets. I'll give you access to me as I deem fit on my way to Marine One, on the White House lawn, and other places, but I'm not going to be subjected to that. Or I would, when I do those things, we use boom microphones, and Jim Acosta will never be called on again by me. I don't have to be subjected to that. He can ply his craft at the White House and all the rest of it. In terms of me, he's dead to me. He doesn't exist. I just don't understand the ruling. So we'll see. I wanted to hear, and I was looking earlier this week for somebody who would kind of articulately discuss the legal discussion here. I couldn't find it. It's somebody intelligent. Or at least I thought was intelligent. So, breaking news. And again, it's just the headline. So it just happened within the last 15 minutes. So we don't have the substance of what was actually ruled upon. And without that, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Check a few news headlines around the Marine Corps and then around the Department of Defense. Chef's going to join us. Going to talk about Thanksgiving. I can't believe Thanksgiving's here already. Like, when I do these things, it's like 2 weeks go by. And at the end of, like, this morning, my ass was dragging getting out of bed. So, like, you lose the weekend because you're working over the weekend, and then you're flying, and then you come home and into the next week. And then by the end of this week, it's like, take me out, coach. I'm tired. Marine Corps news. Trump visits Marine barracks, speaks at a veterans event in support of veterans and families. All right. Let's see. Where did I see? PAULSOLDRA, Paul Soldier News. Let me read to you some of the story that's just, that Paul wrote. In the headline, SEAL allegedly texted photo cradling ISIS fighter's head. Picture of Chief Special Warfare Operator Edward Gallagher. Now, let me just tell you this. He's a chief. If he's doing that, imagine what's going on underneath him. Okay, in the culture, right, that these guys have created. His name is Edward Eddie Gallagher. Allegedly texted a photo of himself cradling a dead ISIS fighter's head in one hand while holding a knife in the other, and boasted that, "Got him with my hunting knife," government lawyers said on Wednesday. In an Article 32 hearing before Navy Judge Advocate Captain Arthur Record, government lawyers introduced a large binder of eyewitness statements, interviews, photographs, and text messages to establish that Gallagher's case should be referred to court-martial. The preliminary hearing only requires probable cause of a crime for a hearing officer to determine whether to recommend a full trial. Gallagher, a 19-year veteran of the Navy, has been charged with 4 counts of violating military laws, the most serious of which is premeditated murder. On or about May 3, 2017, according to the charge sheet, Gallagher allegedly murdered a wounded ISIS fighter by stabbing him in the neck and body with a knife. That's the least disturbing part of the article. NCIS Special Agent Joe Warbinski was the only witness called by the government team, led by Navy Commander Christopher Zaplik. Warbinski, who had been investigating the case since April, told the hearing officer he had taken sworn testimony from 9 members of Gallagher's unit, SEAL Team 7 Alpha Platoon. According to Warbinski, the platoon was operating in Mosul alongside the Iraqi Emergency Response Division when the alleged murder occurred. The Iraqis called in an airstrike on a building when they subsequently captured a wounded ISIS fighter who Warbinski said was approximately 15 years old. After the fighter was taken prisoner and briefly interviewed by an Iraqi journalist, he was turned over to the SEALs at their compound, and medics began treating him, including Gallagher. Gallagher briefly left as other SEALs began to help with medical treatment of the fighter, who was having trouble breathing and was apparently hit with shrapnel in the left leg. But one other SEAL medic, and all the names were evidently redacted, told NCIS he believed that he had just stabilized the fighter before Gallagher walked up without saying anything at all and started stabbing him. The corpsman told the investigators he was in complete disbelief. Afterwards, according to the charges, Gallagher posed next to the body and took pictures in addition to carrying out his reenlistment ceremony. In total, there were 3 eyewitnesses to the alleged murder. Others on the team or attached to it commented on the other aspects to NCIS, according to Warbinski, who said the EOD chief, again name redacted, quote, couldn't believe what had happened, to the wounded man, adding, this was just a brainwashed kid. An Air Force combat controller with the SEALs found it inappropriate and disrespectful to take photos with the body and conduct a reenlistment. The photos, which were introduced under seal and not shown during the hearing, were discovered in a search of Gallagher's personal cell phone. This is that culture. This is acceptable in that culture. And was ultimately covered up by a commissioned officer. Werbinski described three photos taken from Gallagher's phone during the hearing. In one, the SEAL chief held up the dead fighter's head, still attached to the body, with one hand while holding his knife in the other. The second showed a similar pose, but zoomed out with two other SEALs in the background. The third showed Gallagher holding the fighter's head by his chair, which Werbinski said was apparently right after the reenlistment ceremony. Yeah. Amazing, right? What do you say? So that's in the news. Another headline. Pentagon, troop contingent at the border has pretty much peaked. Secretary of Defense saying it's not the first time active duty forces have been down there. Went down there to when Pancho Villa invaded the United States. They're in a support role. They're putting up concertina wire, yada, yada, yada. We've our numbers are peaked, and I think he will be looking to unwind that thing as soon as possible. But, you know, you saw yesterday, if you watched the news, you saw yesterday that the first elements, hundreds of people that were in that caravan but left it and got some type of motorized transportation are in Tijuana looking to scale the wall. It'll be interesting to see what Tijuana does. Yay? Yeah, Tijuana is going to have all these refugees there, and the United States is not taking them across the border. You know, what's the United States going to do with them? They're going to get in line. It'll be interesting to see what the people in line already do when those people show up. Next headline. In a move, in its push to be more gender neutral, the Corps is removing the term preg from fitness reports for pregnant Marines, to make the report more gender neutral. The term preg previously was used to denote pregnant or postpartum Marines on fitness reports because of their exemption from body composition standards. In an administrative message called a MAR admin, for those of you who don't know, dissemination on Wednesday, the Corps said we'll no longer use the term and said we'll use the code EXMP. All right. There you go. There you go. EXMP means preg. Means they're exempted from body composition standards. All right. Is that what you want to do? That's fine. I got it. I got no issues. Powerball lottery winner gives $500,000 to veterans groups. That's cool. Did she hit a ball? Did she hit a Marine radio? Larry Ann West of Redfield, Iowa, arrives in Clive, Iowa, to claim her share of $700 million Powerball prize on November 5th. West announced on the Ellen DeGeneres Show Wednesday, November 14th, that she has donated $500,000 to the Travis Mills Foundation, a Maine-based organization that offers programs for disabled veterans. That's awesome. I want to hear why. West said it's important that we never forget the sacrifices our soldiers and families make for our country. End of discussion. So, good on, I've never seen the name, L-E-R-Y, Lauren, Lauren West. So, God bless her, good Iowa girl. If you haven't heard it, two Marine special operators have been charged, in addition to two Navy SEALs, with the strangulation murder of a Green Beret staff sergeant in Africa, in Mali. Right? So, I think prominent in this story has been the investigation that centered around the two Navy SEALs. The naming of two Marine Raiders came as a bit of a surprise when the story broke yesterday. So again, The Army Staff Sergeant is Staff Sergeant Logan Melger, and according to his wife, he had discovered some stuff that was going on that was untoward. And was found dead. The initial story given by the SEALs was that he passed out drinking and died of, alcohol poisoning. Problem is, dude didn't drink. So, investigation was started. Top five stories in Early Bird. Yeah, the news not very good today, man. One, murder charges against Navy Marine Special Operators, an incident that killed Green Beret in Africa. Already talked about that. Number two, Pentagon fails its audit, but officials aren't surprised. You know, this audit has been, you know, discussed for years. And no matter what came out of the audit, the audit is a good thing. The fact that it was completed is a good thing. Now at least there's a mark on the wall that the Pentagon can be measured by and progress can be gauged by. U.S. Department of Defense failed, quote-unquote failed, its first ever audit expected to be released yesterday, according to its number two officials. Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan isn't surprised at the results, saying it was widely expected the audit would find issues. The audit concluded through the DOD's Office of Inspector General has long been sought by lawmakers and good government groups. We never thought we were going to pass an audit, right? Everyone was betting against us that we wouldn't even do the audit, which hasn't ever been done. Some of the compliance issues are irritating to me because the point of the audit is to drive better discipline in our compliance with our management systems and our procedures, he added. Some of those things frustrated me because we have a job to do and we just have to follow procedures. Among those issues are what Shanahan called, quote, inventory accuracy, or issues where the central database at the Pentagon identified inventory that simply wasn't there in the real world. He also hit on the need to be better at cybersecurity compliance and discipline. The audit officially launched last December, much to the relief of long annoyed members of Congress. In 1990, all right, 10, 28 years ago, passed by Congress required audits for all government agencies, but the Pentagon has been the sole holdout, with leadership across several administrations arguing the building is too large and has too many systems that don't link up to give any kind of helpful result that would be worth the cost. How bullshit is that? Asked whether he was concerned about the public reaction to the audit failure, Shanahan encouraged the focus to be on the fact that an audit of a $7.2 trillion organization could even be completed. Quote, if I'm a taxpayer, what do I want to see? You did the audit. You have all the findings. How long is it going to take for you to fix those? He said. Then show me next year it takes less to audit and you have fewer findings. There you have it. Yeah, to me, the fact that it was done, good on them. And we'll see where it goes. And these are the kind of things that people have been bitching about for years. That we show this as inventory. It doesn't even exist. What? All right. Number three, story in Early Bird. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde portrait emerges of the SEAL accused of murdering an Islamic State prisoner. Now, this is by Gidget Fuentes. Gidget Fuentes made her name. She's a San Diego reporter. She made her name with the San Diego Union, covering the 1st Marine Division, essentially, and the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so, who's she writing this? This is for... I don't know who she's writing for. Let's find out. We'll go to the bottom. So she and Paul Soldra both live in the area, which is why, not that they couldn't have flown out to it, as long as somebody was paying for it. They don't say who Gidget Fuentes is writing for. So let's click on the name and see what we got. Articles by Gidget Fuentes. The last time she wrote in Navy Times or Military Times was July 15th, 2016. So we'll find out where she's writing. But she, you know, if you're a Marine and you've read about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you've seen her name repeatedly. So two veteran writers writing on that story. Number four. Lawmakers grill VA over GI Bill debacle. Yeah. Can you imagine? You're going to school and you're not getting paid your GI Bill shit and your bills are piling up. And there's a, anyway, there's an issue relative to the cost of living stipend that students are getting. And it's a systemic flaw, blah, 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 and every other stupid thing that they can think of. So it was in the news yesterday. Paying attention to veterans must have been a slow news day, right? Number five, U.S. House shelves Yemen vote. But the issue isn't dead. House Republicans voted Tuesday to scuttle a war powers resolution to end U.S. military involvement in the Saudi-led Yemen war. But the matter will likely go to a vote under Democrats next year, with like-minded measures already percolating in the Senate. So those are the top five. The Saudi, this is headline, Saudi from UPI, United Press International. Ceasefire halts Yemen offensive. Saudi-led bombing kills seven. The Saudi-led coalition on Thursday halted its offensive to retake the Yemen port city of Hodeidah. The Trump administration has been pushing for a ceasefire for weeks, with peace talks set in Sweden at the end of the month. With less fighting, humanitarian groups can get in there. So we'll see if that holds. Yeah, ceasefire, like, come and go. What day is it? Interesting story in the Asia Times. U.S. drops a gauntlet in the South China Sea. As Southeast Asian leaders raise their diplomatic concern about China's militarization, the contested waterways, U.S. appears to be girding for a fight. When U.S. Vice President Mike Pence flew on Tuesday over the South China Sea in transit to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, summit in Singapore, his Air Force plane passed within 50 miles of Chinese outposts in the contested Spratly Islands. Upon landing at the summit, attended by regional leaders, Pence said his overflight was a type of freedom of navigation operation, and that it was a message to the Chinese that the U.S. will not be intimidated by Beijing's warships against U.S. operation in areas it claims to be its own maritime region. While ASEAN and China continue to negotiate a code of conduct in the disputed area, talks that have been ongoing since 2002, hello, President Donald Trump's administration has made it clear through its toughened rhetoric and action that it won't accept any final agreement that undermines or infringes on the interests of the area. In recent months, U.S. Navy has upped the frequency of its freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea. Earlier this month, for the first time, the U.S. openly called on China to reverse its recent deployment of missiles and other advanced military assets. Yeah. What's next? I'm still looking for the rationale behind the Acosta thing. I think it's a joke. Kelly did not rule on the underlying case on Friday, but he granted CNN's request for a temporary restraining order. Yeah. That's what I was curious. All right, so what essentially the judge says is Yeah, I'm not ready to. I'm not going to roll on the substantive issue, but in the meantime, give Acosta his press pass. So we'll see. I didn't understand it. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk food today. That's right. The Almarine Radio head chef is joining us, and as we do every year, we're going to make sure, again, the theme of this is the chef gets to party too. So the first thing we talk about is a timeline, right? And so buying the turkey, if you haven't done that, you got to get out there and do that. And then we got to talk about thawing it, and we'll talk about the way you can, the pre-stage dishes in the days before. So Thanksgiving Day can be a wonderful day for everybody, and the cook just doesn't stay out in the kitchen and get hammered all day. So, and when I say hammered, I don't mean drunk. I mean hammered with work. So we'll do that. It's kind of a fun time every year when we do this. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. On a, you know, again, just a final word about the news, right? The VA is failing, okay, in my opinion. I don't have veterans walking up to me and say, hey, Mac, you're wrong. You must not have been to the VA recently. I have veterans walking up to me and say, I stopped going after I saw the fourth different therapist, you know? So, frustrating. And again, I think we need to talk to other veterans who understand mental health, who understand post-traumatic winning. Yeah, I should take over the VA. I should take over it. And you're essentially doing triage. A small fraction of us need, you know, medication and more substantial mental health. The rest of us need to be mentored and finding a way through that. And things like what Boulder Crest does is, in my opinion, perfect. It's spot on. You're not going to hear that from the VA, though. More of Almarine Radio coming up next.